Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We transition now in Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost out of his opening scriptures, which was what we would call Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32. He doesn't do a lot of explanation, and he's going to go right back into scripture from Psalm 16 in a little bit, but we're going to deal with that little four-verse passage, three verses really, in between his Joel reading and his Psalms reading, in which he lays out who Jesus was and what Jesus was doing. So let's read verse 22, and we'll stop there and deal with 22, and then maybe by today, the end of today or tomorrow, we'll have 23, 24. Men of Israel, hear these words: Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Let's read 23. Him, being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified, and put to death. Here's 24. Whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. And we'll stop there, because in 25 he transitions into the book of Psalms, and we'll save that. So he's addressing the men of Israel. These are definitely a Jewish audience, the same people who were standing around the devout Jews of verse 5. It's Pentecost. It's the celebration of Pentecost in Jerusalem. And so Peter is speaking to a crowd not only of Jewish men, but of men who knew of the physical Jesus, who were probably party to the crucifixion of the physical Jesus. And Peter says, it was attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs that he was who he said he was. So for them, it was just Jesus of Nazareth. And Peter opens with that. But he was a man attested by God. How? God put his seal of approval on the physical day-to-day life of Jesus, Peter is saying, because of miracles, wonders, and signs. God did those through him. So to show you the heartbeat and the love of God. There's a snarkiness that comes up in some people about when we say things like Christ is in us, the hope of glory, and they'll say responses like, well, if Christ was really in you, you would be doing what Jesus did. And I agree that believers have the power of Christ to do amazing things, but to blanketly say you will be doing everything Jesus did is scripturally irresponsible. First of all, the disciples did not do, or at least the book of Acts doesn't record, near the volume of miraculous events that were recorded in the Gospels by the hand of Jesus. Yes, there are miracles in the book of Acts. There are a few. There are a few spectacular miracles. And there are blanket statements of signs and wonders being done at the disciples' hands. But there's a plethora of miracles done by Jesus in the Gospels, and then specifically the book of John states, we don't even have enough room to write down all the things he really did. So we do see a falling off of the miracles in the days of the disciples, and then the book of Acts will tell us that when they did see signs, wonders, and miracles at the hands of the disciples, it was to attest to that message of grace that they were giving. So God does still have the power to move in the miraculous through his people, without a doubt. But please let it be understood, the extent to the power and miraculous that you see coming out of Jesus in the Gospels was God's way of proving to the unbelieving Jews, this is me, this is what I look like, this is how I moved in the Old Testament, this is how I'm going to move for you. And he did all of the miraculous among the Jews because it was the Jews that were used to the power and miraculous hand of God in the Old Testament. He was very reluctant to do those things for the Gentiles, even though, of course, he did more than once for Gentiles. All right, we'll continue this thought tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.